Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. Hey, want to be able to talk to me live and have a personal reading done? Visit my website at www.drginny.com. That's www.drginny.com. You can get a personal in-depth reading, or you can check out who's going to be on our show next week right here on Blog Talk Radio at the Christian Psychic Cafe. Don't forget, drginny.com, or call a toll-free number at 1-800-375-3446. Do you know anyone who year after year seems to be in the same situation? For example, perhaps in October 2010, they just met their soulmate, and they were happier than ever before. Now, it's October of 2011, and they once again have met their soulmate, yet it's a completely different person? Or is it? If we're not careful, we tend to do what I call cycling. We get into cycles. Cycles in which we go around and around and around, seeing and doing the same things over and over again. Just like a hamster running in a wheel. Year after year, there are different characters in our lives, but all the same basic elements are still present. We think we're moving forward, yet we are clearly moving in a circle. Sometimes the cycling is a holding pattern in which we never even start moving. Do you know anyone who keeps getting new unsatisfying jobs, or keeps discovering new get-rich-quick schemes that never quite work out? Or how about somebody who constantly has no money, even though they have a good income? How about somebody who's just about to start a business, but needs to do a little bit more research first? Or how about somebody who keeps getting cheated on or dumped in relationships? Some of these people can be as regular as clockwork. You could literally plot on a graph how their life will go. For example, perhaps they meet a person, fall deeply in love, get dumped, and go into a depression. Then, rather than trying to seek help and break the cycle, they simply jump right back on the treadmill and do it all over again. Do you have any negative cycles? Hey, look, we're all human. Of course, we all have one surface occasionally. But because we are human, we also have the ability to break a cycle when we choose to. Cycles, whether positive or negative, are hypnosis. That's right. You have a recording playing in your head that causes you to seek out the same set of circumstances and perform the same activities that will produce the exact same results. Since you are acting on a recording already, why not change it into a positive recording? Why not program yourself to make empowering changes in your life rather than repeat negative patterns? A millionaire is just as habit-driven as a person who's constantly broke, but the millionaire has habits or actions that result from mental recordings that empower him or her, whereas the broke person, well, he or she has habits that consistently drain their resources. People in a successful marriage have communication habits that strengthen their bond, whereas people who find their soulmates year after year after year have habits that destroy the possibility of a long-term relationship. By the way, I think the concept of soulmates is wonderful, but when people meet their soulmate year after year, or even month after month, that is not a soulmate. It's evidence of a negative cycle. Are you ready to break a negative cycle now? Are you ready to lose weight, quit smoking, finally have a healthy relationship with your true soulmate? For the past 22 years, I've been a certified hypnotist. Hypnotism can break the negative cycles and replace them with positive cycles. Go into the new year with a positive cycle. Give yourself the gift of hypnosis. The best part, it can all be done via the telephone. Call me, Dr. Jenny, today at 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. Find out how I can get you on a positive cycle to change your life and make 2012 the best year ever.
Starts fading, but I linger on. your dreams, whatever they be. Dream a little dream of me. Da 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 da. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. Whether it's something I said or something I did my words not come out right? Though I try not to hurt you, yeah, I try. But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn. Just like every night has its dawn.
You're live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And I'm going to ask everybody to let us know from the chat room if you can hear us. We had a really bad storm come through here, and it started 5 minutes before the show went live. And so we bought a little time by playing some ads.
Well, plus it's been lightning terrible.
Well, it really has. And I don't know if anyone's ever been on the phone when lightning has struck.
Well,
I have.
Yeah,
when I was 15 years old, I was sitting at home. This was in New Jersey on the couch, And, you know, we didn't have bad storms in New Jersey.
No,
but
not like this.
It was right around 5 o'clock. My dad had come home from work. My mom was in the kitchen cooking, and I was, as usual, on the phone. And I remember sitting there holding it.
Uh-huh.
And all I know is when the lightning hit, the lightning and the thunder seemed to hit at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And it literally blew me across the couch.
Oh, my God.
It didn't affect my hearing. My ears rang for like 2 days after that, my left ear. But I was very fortunate.
You're lucky you didn't fry your
brain. Oh, I know. And so from that experience, I've never really wanted to get on the phone whenever, you know, there's a bad storm.
I mean, the problem is the lightning was right over us. So
boy, was it ever.
It's too dangerous. I mean, in Florida, you have to be so careful because there are lightning strikes every day.
Every day. And I'm working with a new laptop, and for some reason, it said that I had to reload Java in order to get into the chat room. So now I've got Jessica on the other laptop.
Yeah, we are a laptop.
We are laptop crazy. And our producer's on the third laptop in the other office, of course. But so she's able to screen callers. But we're,
well, it looks like everybody can hear us, so I guess
yay, amen. Okay, so what I want to say is we are going to be doing live mini angel readings tonight. So if you give a call into this number, 323-679-0882, that's 323-679-0882. And we will be here and we will take your calls and we will do a nice spiritual reading for you. We do angel readings, we do spiritual intuitive readings, Christian counseling, chakra healing. We kind of do it all here, don't we?
It's the gambit.
This is the one-stop shop. How's
there
that
you
sound?
Go.
There you go. And what I want to also say is we've had a couple of neat things happen. First of all, by the way, I want to thank Susie for sending that lovely package of which.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was really delightful.
I loved it. Thank you so much, Susie. It's wonderful. I love it.
And so do I. Everything that was in there, Mike, she sent some beautiful chakra bracelets to my daughters and a chakra necklace to me and a beautiful crucifix necklace that she handmade, by the way.
And it's beautiful.
It's really lovely.
It's absolutely beautiful.
So that was neat. She did that for my birthday, which is coming up. And, you know, I don't have a problem with it. I'm not kidding.
I love it because then I'm not older than you.
Okay,
well, I am.
I'm sorry. I hate to tell you how this works. You're always going to be older. You know what? You will always be older. And if I die before you, you'll still be older than me. Okay?
That's not fair. I don't want to be older.
It's the one thing in life that I just love to go tee hee 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 hee. And you know who cares? It really. You're just a few months, so it's not a big deal. I'm looking forward to this birthday because my back, for everyone who's been listening, has been really bad. It is so good now. It's probably better than it was.
Good.
Yeah, and we actually increased our walking at night, so now we're doing about a mile and a quarter, which is good. So which is great.
That tells you
how great
good
my back is going. So I'm thrilled, and so that's all good. So yeah, I'm thrilled that
this birthday is going to be a real happy one.
Oh, it's going to be really good. Now, a couple of things I want to announce. We've got something really fun and exciting happening on Sunday night, and I will announce it after the next reading because I want to make sure that everyone's logged in so everyone could hear it. And it's going to be really cool and really fun and really nice. Susie Q is our chat room mom. She's in there now. I call her Susie Q. She's really Reverend Susie B, but I've always called her Susie Q. I just threw it on there, Susie Q. I don't know. That's my nickname for her.
Okay.
And she's so sweet. She's never complained.
She's probably going, why do you call me that?
I know. Because she's too kind to even say that.
She's too sweet.
She's too sweet.
I'll be the one to say, why do you call
me
that?
You would. You'd say, don't ever call me Jessie again. I hate that name.
And that's something I've always said to people. People like to call me Jessie, and I just hate it.
I know that. I know. I've always told the children, don't even call it. You know, it's always Aunt Jessica. It's not Aunt Jessie.
It's Aunt.
No, Jessie. Aunt, because I'm doing my English accent
so
this evening. And I also got to ask everyone to do me a favor. They all going to laugh about this, but I know most of you will totally get this. My Twitter account is stuck at 666 followers.
So you need one more.
Somebody needs to go on Twitter and follow me. Please, dear God, follow me. You can click on it right through this site here, right through Blog Talk Radio.
I don't really understand the whole concept of Twitter.
Doesn't matter. I just need to be, you know, I mean, it doesn't matter. I can't be stuck.
It doesn't matter that I don't understand the concept?
No,
dang.
I just can't be missed. I just can't be stuck at 666. There's something just absolutely wrong with that. I don't know why.
Look
at that, 666 followers. So I just need somebody just click on Twitter, follow me. Then you could, like, unfollow me after I get more after that.
So they follow you. I picture all these people following you around.
Well, No, just like I don't follow people around when they're on Twitter. But
what is the purpose?
The whole purpose of Twitter is to you can send short messages and it comes out on your computer, comes out on your cell phone. So like my cell phone
short
gets updates
like
all the
what?
Time. Well, like
hey there,
like
dude.
Hey, how are you doing? I don't know.
And then you have 666 people going, wow, that's really interesting.
Right. Well,
and what do they comment on what you've said?
Yeah. I mean, they generally will comment. Sometimes they talk to you. But every time we do a show or do anything different, it gets posted and it goes out to all those people on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is kind of neat, you know. So I'm going to be watching it tonight. So, like, I'm telling y'all right now, I'm watching it. So please have take mercy on my soul and get me off the 666 number on Twitter. This is truly bothering me.
You are
me.
So funny.
I know. It's weird. But that's...
I don't even have a Twitter.
Well.
I'm not a Twitterer.
I don't get the Facebook. I don't get the
Facebook.
Twitter. I did make
a
mistake, and instead of saying Twittered, I did something else, and then my kids said, oh, my God, Mom, you can't say that word. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that doesn't sound good, so that was not good. But hey, we're working on this. Oh, my goodness, look at this. Okay, oh, thank you. A little patience. God bless you. I am no longer, thank you so much, I am no longer 666.
Oh,
I now have
702, it says.
Oh, really? Fantastic.
That's what they told you.
Yay! Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you, guys. Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it. Cause
that's a nice even number.
As long as I'm not stuck on 666, we were...
It'll become 1,666.
I know, right? So, you know, goodness gracious, that was just not good. Let's go ahead and talk about, very briefly, last weekend we always talk about what we did during the weekend, and then we'll get straight to the readings, I promise. We went to, it was the weekend here in Florida, our kids all go back to school early.
Yeah.
So you took, I took my girls and you came, and we went to a tea room in Mount Dora,
yeah.
And this time I called ahead and said, please don't put us by the bathroom, and they didn't.
Which was good. We had a beautiful seat.
Did we have fun or what?
It's a beautiful place. It's so, what's the word?
It's enchanting. It's like
enchanting.
An old Victorian tea room, mm-hmm. And it was lovely. And I'm going to give out, the name of it is?
I don't remember.
Garden Gate. The Garden Gate.
Don't put me on the spot.
Actually, I couldn't remember either, so I was hoping you'd come out.
And
the name
going,
is,
oh
it's called Garden Gate. It's in Mount Dora. And if you're going to order a dish, you're going to order the rosemary chicken pie.
Chicken. It's like chicken pot pie, but it is so wonderful.
It is.
Because I'm not a pot pie person at all. And it is yum.
I'm telling you, if you could, you'd sleep with this dish, right? Am I serious? Yeah, was that good?
I'd marry it.
You'd marry, yeah, right? I'm telling you, this is, it's that good.
You could come home and live in my house with me.
You'd have a relationship with this dish. It's so good.
I would.
So,
and the scones.
Well, and you have to pre-order the scones.
They were so
and we
good.
Did. And we've been to every tea room in the area.
Yes.
And these were the best scones we've ever had.
They were.
Oh, my gosh, really good. So that was a really nice experience. And my girls really enjoyed it. And I'm not going to say it cost.
It was a little pricey. I was glad my daughter had to work.
By the time
day.
We left, it was $85.
Wow.
At $85.
That's insane.
Yeah.
For three people.
Well, it's for three people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yours was.
Just for me.
Well, so there you go. So that's why, you know.
Yeah.
And my eldest ordered.
Well, no, it was actually $25.
Really? Why did you pay so much
a scone
more?
It was like $4.
Yeah, but
I gave
you're right.
$5.
That's right. That's right. You did. I remember because they put on my bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like people want to hear this, but it was so good. So I'm telling you.
But, you know, you girls talk about food more than anything.
Because it's really important, which brings us to the next thing. Okay, I want you to know my reputation is now saved.
From what?
What did I do tonight?
Oh, she cooked. Oh, my gosh, you guys.
I cooked.
She cooked, and it was good. It wasn't burnt.
It
was really tasty.
It came out. Fabulous, and I never compliment my own cooking.
Well, because you texted me at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
I'm at work. What do you want for dinner? And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, I haven't even had breakfast yet.
Every Wednesday when Jessica comes to do the radio show, we always either go out to dinner, you know, with everybody, or I'll cook and make something. Well, I don't ever cook. My husband cooks.
Yeah.
My husband usually cooks, right?
He
or
cooks.
We order out.
Right.
So I said, what would you like?
And I said, and thinking, you know, I'm just being funny, I said, chicken marsala sounds really good because you and I both love that.
Yes.
And I thought there was no way in the world you would ever actually make it.
But I did.
You did it, and it was so delicious.
And it was awesome. And I
wasn't even dry or anything.
It was really good.
It was delicious.
Yeah, only the problem is I made enough for an army because, you know, if you're not a cook, you don't know how to. So I just took the recipe and quadrupled it. I thought, well, I don't know, but, you know, sometimes you make a recipe and it's never enough.
Yeah.
Like it says for four. And so I thought, well, let me quadruple it, you know. And then
most people don't quadruple things.
Probably not. But now there's enough to freeze and have
another,
for at least another two meals. So we're good to go.
But marsala wine is so good.
That was, and we both looked at it when I put it in saying, you know, you have to simmer it and it has
right.
to reduce down. And I thought, I don't know. It looks awfully wine-ish, you know.
And it was good.
It was good stuff. So
you get an A-plus in the cooking department today.
An A-plus.
And I think that's the only time I've ever said that to in your entire life.
When it comes to cooking, you're absolutely right. I don't get a lot.
I want to cut you down or anything.
No, because I'm not a
good cook. You have many talents in many areas.
Okay. I promise, this is the last thing I'm going to say, and I'm going to get to the reading. This is, you know, we talk on this show about how people have energy and how people can feel energy and how everything is vibration, and sometimes we can have objects that inanimate objects can have energy. We project
right.
our energy onto things. Okay, so we all know that I've said many times I'm not a good cook, and I'm going to tell you all a story very shortly here, and this truly happened. My kids are involved in band, and they go to, like, the band boot camp, and after 2 weeks, on the last day, the parents all bake a dish and come, and there's, like, you know, probably 400 people, you know, in the room,
mm-hmm.
and all these parents are bringing in, you know, these dishes that they've cooked, and we, you know, do this potluck thing, and then we watch them perform their show for the first time. So that was a couple of Friday nights ago, and so, you know, I baked. My kid said to me, are you going to do pizza again, Mom? And I'm like, you know, no, I'm not. I'm going to actually cook. And they were like, really? Oh, yeah. So I made this big thing of, like, rotini, pasta,
mm-hmm.
and sauce, and garlic bread. And all right, now I got there early. So, like, no one knew I brought it. No one, you know.
Your
so,
name wasn't labeled on
no,
it?
Didn't. Even my husband said, that's amazing because your name wasn't even on it. All right, brought this huge, like, it was like 4 pounds of this stuff
mm-hmm.
with the garlic bread. Now, I'm well known for my garlic bread. I make, like,
mm-hmm.
killer garlic bread. But, okay, bring it in. We got there early before everyone else. Now, the hordes start pouring in. And you figure there's 190 kids or something in this band. You know, times, you know, a lot of kids have two parents. Some bring their grandparents.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at, like, 600 people are going to start eating this food. No one knew it was mine. Do you know they ate around every dish on that table? They never stuck the spatula
there
in mine.
Not one scoop
not
missing?
Not one scoop
Aww.
Missing. And I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, now, come on, my name's not on it. No one knows I brought it. How can this be? And my husband, he noticed, and he
mm-hmm.
didn't want me to know because he knew he thought it would hurt my feelings. And so he said, you know, I think I'm just going to go get that tray and bring it out to the car. And I'm thinking, no one's touched the tray. What is he talking about? Well, he just kind of scooped it up and took it outside. He never said a thing to me, which was really sweet.
That was sweet.
Then later on after the show, he said, you know, I just have to tell you something. And I said, I know. I saw. It's like it had this. And I started thinking about it, seriously,
mm-hmm.
seriously thinking about it, because we talk about this. We talk about how you can walk into a room and you feel the energy. It's good energy or bad energy. You know, I don't feel.
I don't think food has energy.
No, I think everything has an energy. And I guarantee you, ask Jay in the chat room and Susie and Reverend Susie B, because she's going to get mad at me if I keep calling her Susie Q. But ask them. I truly believe you can project your energy onto things. And I really think that's kind of what happened. I think that because I know I'm not a good cook.
So it had negative energy attached to it.
I think I attached the negative energy from and if you come by something, you know, like you can just look like this was made with love.
Negative
and
needy.
Mine was made with no one's going to want to eat this crap. You know? So that's kind of what happened. And so now the next time I cook, it's going to be really good. Now, I'll leave it at that. I know
okay.
I've gone
well,
on and
one
on.
One successful dish, it's you're on the road.
I am, and it's going to get better after that. Now, we've been talking a long time, so I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller, and I apologize, folks, but
okay.
we kind of delayed our show a little bit tonight because of the
Well, yeah, this
storm.
Way we didn't get struck by lightning.
Yeah, because, you know, if we were
would've
dead,
been a really boring
we'd
show.
Be doing the show, but from a very far distance.
Then we'll see who can communicate
yeah,
with us.
We'll see who can actually call. No one. Yeah, that'd be so funny. I'd love that. No, I wouldn't love that. I wouldn't. That'd be awful. Okay, we've got I think it's Alicia on the line.
It's Aisha.
Aisha, I'm sorry, Aisha. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I know you've been waiting a long time, and I apologize for that.
Oh, we're having a storm here, too.
Are you? See? So we're all, and I can see from your area code, you're nowhere near where I am, so it's just kind of covering the whole southeast United States, isn't it?
Well, actually, I'm in New York, but this is a California area code.
Ah, okay, there you go. Well, how can I help you tonight?
I called to ask about romance. I feel like I'm kind of in a little bit of a, I don't want to say a rut, but I guess not a totally good place.
Yeah, but you're in a, I'm not going to say you're in a rut, but I'm not going to say that either. I kind of feel like you feel like you're stagnant, but the truth is I don't think you're as stagnant as you think. I think that you haven't had a whole lot of promising, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stuff going on. But let me tell you what the angels are telling me. You actually have met somebody that, and do you know who they're speaking of?
I think I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because they're telling me you've actually met someone, and you're actually very what I call gun shy. Has nothing to do with guns, but you're actually really afraid that. You know, to get involved in another relationship because you don't want to get hurt, and so you're being extra cautious. But I'm seeing that this person, he's pretty special. Now, can I ask you this question? This can sound so silly. Does he have sideburns?
I don't think so, but he has a lot of hair everywhere.
Oh, okay. Now, see, I don't want to hear about the hair he has everywhere.
No, I just met our man. That's all I know of him. I don't know him.
Okay.
I don't know him that well.
Well, I will tell you, I do see a lot of hair. I see a lot of curly hair. I see it down the sides. I don't know why. Almost like down the sides of his face, like hair. Almost looks like you know, sideburns. I don't know why, but that's what I'm seeing. But this gentleman, he has one of the hesitations you're having is you just don't know how serious he is about his own future. Is that true?
Well, actually, we haven't really gotten that far. I guess my main.
No, I know that.
Main hesitation is that he hasn't said anything.
Ah, okay. Well, let me tell you this because I'm asking. Yeah, the angels, they're very firm in this response, and that is, state how you feel to him with love in your heart, and everything will be fine. Now, it doesn't mean you'll walk up to the guy and say, "I really got it bad for you," because that would be a bad thing. Okay, what you want to do, right? Yeah. All right. So what you want to do is you want to walk up to him. And you want to maybe invite him to do something, okay, at some point in time. And I'm not sure what that is, but I think you really need to, at some point in time, you need to let him know that you're interested in doing something with him. Now, have you done that yet?
No, but I called him out of the blue just to say hi, so I just figured he would get the hint.
Okay. and did he?
I don't think so. Well,
no, of course not, because men are not like women. See, they're wired differently. You know, if the guy calls us, automatically know, interest, ding, 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 the little bell goes off, right?
Yes.
Right? Okay. But, men, like, you call them up, and you could say, you know, I had this question, my car's making a funny noise, and I don't know why, I thought you'd know the answer, and we're totally making it up, right? And they would answer the question and not think twice that maybe you're interested in them.
That's
the way it is. It's just the way it is. So you need to call them up and say, you know, I was thinking of, and do something classy. Like, don't make it something low-key. Like, say, you know, I was thinking of going to, I don't know, either this place to eat, but a decent place to eat, or I want you to go out to lunch, and I was wondering if you want to go, or do you want to go get a cup of coffee? Don't be like, do you want to go get a drink? Okay? Don't go there. Because it's not,
I don't drink that much, so no, that would be
good. Good. So just kind of approach it that way. And then that when you do that, then he'll be like, oh, so she really might be into me, right? And that's the way to do it. Do it slow and steady. But I see that you are a very kind person. I also see that, and I'm going to say, you sometimes can be taken advantage of because you are so kind, correct?
Yes, that's very true.
Okay. And the other thing that I'm seeing the angels are telling me is that, I don't know why, that you feel a little dusty in relationships. What does that mean? Because that's their words, not mine.
Dusty? Dusty. Well, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Dusty. Yeah, no, dusty. Like, you know, dusty.
I guess maybe not or underappreciated.
Okay. I would say underappreciated, but they're also telling me that you feel like your skills aren't up to par. And this is very awkward for me, but this is what they're telling me. Do
well,
you know what I'm saying here?
I do wonder that sometimes. I mean, well, the only thing is I haven't had a lot of experience in that arena.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for not making me say it. What they're saying.
I've only had a few real boyfriends, and I took that seriously, so.
Good for you. And that's what they're trying to tell me is you're not going to be judged on that, and you shouldn't even consider worrying about that because where true love is involved, it's always great, okay? So don't worry about that.
I hadn't even thought about that consciously in a while.
Yeah. Well, I know, but the angels, they kind of know it all. So whether you're thinking about it or not, and you're good point here. I love it when somebody says that because sometimes people say to me, well, do you just read my mind or are you really angel guided? And I always say the angels guide it. And here the angels pick something out that you weren't thinking of that I would have no way of knowing either. So
yeah.
I love it when they do that, right? So all I could tell you is they're telling you, don't give that a second thought, okay?
Oh, yeah.
But do let him know that you're interested not by, like, getting in his face and saying, you know, I'm really hot for you, but getting a call out to him and saying, hey, would you like to maybe go to this? Maybe there's a church event, after, you know, in the afternoon you can go to.
Yeah.
Make it something classy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm kind of shy. I mean, I know everyone says I'm not, but
you are.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like that might be hard to... I just want him to do the work.
I'm going to tell you, you are kind of shy, but that's okay to be kind of shy because there's a sweetness in that, and I think that's what the angels were showing me. Women that are not shy or women who are just overly boisterous would not be someone that this particular man would find appealing, and a lot of men wouldn't find it appealing. You know, and even though you're willing sometimes to speak up when you're with a group of people that you're comfortable with, that's just because you're in your comfort zone. But when you're out of that, I totally see you like wallflower, like you would meld in with the wallpaper if you could. Right? Yeah. So, I mean, I get that. But with this guy, I'm telling you, step out of your comfort zone just a little bit because I see he could be worth it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're so, so welcome. I hope this
is uplifting.
Oh, good. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry you had to wait as long as you did because of the stupid storm that's going on. You have a lovely evening. And stay on the line and keep listening, okay?
Okay. You too.
Okay. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well, she's a very sweet person, isn't she?
She is.
I love people like that. She has a really good energy, too.
She does. She seems like a really sweet person. And I know how she feels. I want the guy to do all the work, too.
Well, I think we all do, you know.
Yeah, come on.
You want them to call you up and say, hey, would you like to go out?
Yeah.
Would you like to? I know.
I mean, I'm kind of old-fashioned that way. I don't know that it's, you know, wanting them to do all the work, but that first step seems like it should be this man.
Well,
you?
Yeah, but sometimes men don't get that you're interested. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, well, you know, and I'm gonna be really honest here, everyone. It's really hard for me to focus because there is a bag of crickets in my office.
Oh, can you hear them?
I can only hear them. I just saw them moving. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
My daughter has a bearded dragon.
Yes.
And she asked me if I'd pick up crickets, and I didn't have time to go home first before, you know.
And you can't leave
so.
Them outside because they would die. So there is a double bagged bag. Do they have enough air?
I don't know.
Do you need to give them air?
I'm not giving them air.
Well, I know, but
they fill the bag up with air. So.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Then they've got
their
time.
Fine.
Yeah,
but
there
is nighttime, and crickets do what crickets do.
Yeah. All of a sudden, you're like, okay, then. I hadn't noticed, and then I heard the noise, and I looked over, and through the bag, I can see them moving around. And yeah,
oh, you can.
They're moving. Are you?
I guess you can.
They were line dancing 2 minutes ago. I'm telling you. They were line dancing. Okay, let's go ahead and take another caller. Looks like our other caller is coming in from area code 727 with a prefix of 326. Hi, you're live on with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, Jenny. It's Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm okay. How about you?
I'm doing great. Now, Kim, have we spoken before?
No.
I don't think so. I can generally feel when I've spoken with someone before, so I'm thrilled that you called in. Where are you calling in from?
From Florida, right
okay.
Outside of Tampa.
Outside of Tampa. Ooh, very good. Well, are you getting storms over there?
Not today, luckily,
because okay.
We've had enough rain.
Okay, well, that's good. Now, Kim, tell me, sweetie, what are you so depressed about?
Ugh, everything. Nothing seems to be going in my favor.
Okay.
Financially, I really could use more money, and it's not the job. I love my job,
mm-hmm.
but I need more income coming in. And then
okay.
I really, really would like a love life of some sort.
Of course. Who wouldn't? Okay, let me ask you this question. What's more important to you right now, a love life or having more money come in?
The love life.
Okay. What are you doing to create that love life? Are you putting yourself out there?
No, I don't know how. That's the thing. I was married for 20 years, and then my husband died, and
oh,
it's
gosh.
Been 3 years ago, and
I'm
know
very
how.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Thank you.
There's a guy with a B in his name. Who is that?
I have a brother with a B. His name is Bill.
Mm-mm. He's still with the living, correct? No.
Yes.
I'm getting somebody
oh.
with a B. Go ahead.
Deceased?
Say it again.
Do you mean in the spirit world?
Yes.
My father. His name is Bill, too.
Ah, thank you. Okay. I felt it was a familiar connection, but it was not your husband, so I wanted to say that. I'm getting somebody with a B, and he's an older soul, so that would make a sense. Make a sense. I don't know. I'm Italian now. Well, I am Italian. Okay.
Me too.
Okay, good. See, there you go. By the way, Italians also are very intuitive, a lot of Italians. Who was the smoker?
My father and my husband both.
Okay. Because he's showing me the smoking, and like clouds of it, as a matter of fact. He's letting you know, he's trying to give you a message, and the first message is, of course, I love you, honey, is what he's saying, those exact words. I don't know if he
Are you
said
sure
those
it's
words.
Honey?
It sounds like honey. Was there something that had the E at the end, like lovey? Yeah.
Yep, my dad called me Bunny.
Okay, I'm sure that's what it is, because I'm hearing it as love you, honey. Love you, honey, and
mm-hmm.
Bunny. Love you, Bunny. Could be the same thing. So I'm going to go with that. So so I don't think you need any more validation that this is him at this point.
Right.
Now, the message that he has for you is, and I want to focus because I want to make sure I'm getting it as clear as I can. It's not always as easy as people think. Okay. He's saying you have to live your life happy. And what he means by that is he doesn't want you living your life in a way that's you're always stressed and you're always working, you know, to pay a bill, to do this, to do that. He's saying you're not giving yourself emotional outlets. And I don't know what that means. You know, I asked about social outlets, but he says you're not giving yourself emotional outlets. Do you have people that you can communicate with? That you can just vent to?
Not so much anymore.
No, okay. And I think this is what he's talking about. You know, so often, and this is really, I want to take some time here. So often when we are looking to meet a significant other, we immediately say, I got to go out and find myself a guy, right? Got to find me a guy. Got to find that great guy. And you're checking everyone out and thinking, well, I'm never going to meet him because I'm never in that situation. But one of the things that we forget is that we have to make our life journey first, and we have to be happy with what we're doing. And sometimes that means we've got to go out and have a social life. That doesn't necessarily mean meeting a guy right away. It might mean joining a group of some particular activity that you enjoy doing. And it's a very hard thing to do. I get it, because there's a lot of different groups out there. I can guide you to how to find those groups, but you actually have to physically go to those meetings. And I can promise you, if you attend 5 different groups just one time, you will find a group that you're happy with, and I guarantee you, you'll find somebody that you connect with. And I'm not talking about a man per se. Now, don't get me wrong here. I'm not telling you if you're a switch player and you've gone to the other side. What I mean is you're going to find a female that you can connect with, because sometimes having kind of a friend who you can talk to, vent to, who can help lift you up when you're feeling down, and that you could go to these other events with, makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
Right. And that's even the thing now is I have a lot of great acquaintances, and they would, you know, if I called them and really needed something, they'd be here, but they're not my friend. You know, does that make sense?
No, it does make sense. So what have you done to, are they single?
Yeah, they're married. It's people I work with. They're, you know,
okay.
I work with husbands and wives, and
okay,
they're
but
all
they're
married.
Not single. Okay.
No.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now. If you're a single person and you don't have other single friends, it makes it a lot harder to go out and do these things, because your married friends aren't going to go out and do them, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And Jessica, this is something that Jessica's been kind of working on, because she needs single people to go out and do single things, you know.
And when your friends are all married, it makes it really hard.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
So you, maybe sometimes I think our goal just needs to, we need to refocus our goal a little bit, and our goal shouldn't be have to meet the man. Our goal needs to be, I have to increase my social circle with people that are more like me, people who are single that would go to some of these single groups and go to these activities where they do these different things, where I have the opportunity to meet people. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here and hope and pray, and I know she won't mind, Susie Q, our chat room mom, Reverend Susie, she also has a similar situation, and she started going to these different groups, and she's met these great women, and now she has people to go and do things with, and I'm going to tell you, she's having the time of her life. And it's because she's reached out, and I'm going to tell you that I know she still wants to meet that wonderful guy, but at the same time, at least she's getting out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? And so I'm going to say to you, that's something you need to do. And if you're not getting yourself out, and I hate to go back and use the same analogy all the time, I'm going to have to come up with another one, but it's like you put your car up for sale and you wash it and wax it and it looks all spiffy and you put the for sale sign in the car and then you back it in the garage and shut the door. So nobody knows it's available. You're working and you're not getting yourself out socially, so you're just sitting around. And I guarantee you, wouldn't you love to have different things that you could be doing in the evenings? And on weekends?
Oh, I would love to. I mean, my kids are grown now. My son just signed up for college today. He starts Monday. My daughter's going to have a baby. So I'm by myself.
Okay. And so for what reason in God's green earth are you sitting at home for listening to us? This is what you need to do, okay? This is the only time you're allowed to sit home and listen to us. No, seriously. You need to join some meetup groups. Go to meetup.com. It's meetup.com, meetup.com. There are tons of groups out there, and especially in your area, because I'm in Florida as well, and there's lots of different groups. And you can go to some of these things, and you can meet some of these people, and you'll be shocked what there are different groups for. You know, the other things, do you like to read? Do you like to bicycle? Do you like to hike? Do you like to try tea rooms? Do you like to, you see what I'm saying?
Right.
There's different meetup groups, and I have done this, so I'm not preaching something that I haven't done. Jessica, you've done it as well.
Yes, I have.
And when and I talk a lot about this on the show because some of the people that we have met through meetups, I consider my friends, and I'm so blessed to have met. And I know I not only can call them, but do socialize with them on a regular basis. And so does Jessica. And so it's a really great way to get out and meet people. And here's the amazing part. You know, if you're fishing and you're fishing in a pond and you're not catching anything and you're all by yourself fishing, is that pond going to get any bigger? No. Do you think anything new is going to grow in the pond? No. So it kind of seems like, I don't know. I don't know how smart it is to keep fishing in the same pond. And that's kind of what you're doing. You have to move outside your social circle. So what does that mean? You need to go ahead and you need to fish in a bigger lake or in the ocean. And that's what going to meetup.com will allow you to do. It'll increase your social circle. Do you like to listen to psychics?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you belong to any kind of spiritualist groups?
No.
Okay. Just a little hint here. I'm going to share something, and I'll share it with everybody. Jessica and I, on a Sunday, I'm Catholic, so I went to Catholic church with my husband and my kids on Saturday night at 5, so that we could go to...
Yeah, we went to a spiritual church.
It's called Spiritual Awakening, and I believe they have one in Tampa, by the way. Hint, 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 hint. And we loved it.
It was not your normal church service.
No.
But it had the warmest feel... Everybody was so friendly. I mean, they made you feel really welcome. And let me tell you, I've been a single person for a long time, and going into church alone is not fun.
It's not fun, and it's not easy.
Well, no, you feel like, oh, everybody's here with their families. I'm here all alone.
Right.
You know, and you just get depressed. And,
exactly.
But this place actually had a lot of single people, so I felt very comfortable.
Yep.
So I plan on going back.
And I think you should, and I will tell you this. I will go back too, and I'm really going to get involved in that church because the people felt so good. There are a lot of really neat women there. There were some men too. I didn't, you know, I guess I'm...
of course, I checked them all out.
Jessica did. I wasn't, you know, I'm married, but so I didn't check out the men, but she was. And I would just say, go to something like that. Go, because they're very open. And actually, I will tell more about what happened at that church service when I hang up, but make sure you stay on the line because you'll want to hear this. It was kind of interesting. But I will tell you that it was the most fulfilling thing.
Yeah.
You know? So you need, if you don't expand it, you have no one to blame but yourself. God's giving you a sunshine tomorrow that you're going to be able to wake up and you'll have a chance to create that social circle. God's given you the health to be able to do that. He's given you the ability to communicate with other people. Don't sit there and waste it because, you know, we are supposed to make our own journey. And I'm going to tell you this, nobody's going to do it for you. I know Reverend Jay is in the chat room too, and he'll be the first one to tell you. We can be married, we cannot be married, we can have great friends, we can have no friends, but nobody's going to live your life for you. And if you don't live your life like it's an urgent thing, you know what? You're kind of just sitting there and letting it happen. You can't get in the driver's seat of your own life and take off. Control it. Steer it in the direction you want to go. You have tools now. You know what to do. You really need to do that. Because I see if you do, you will meet a man. I do see the man as the byproduct of getting out and increasing your social circle. It may take several months, but you have to start. Because,
right.
I don't know, I want you to look around where you're sitting right now. Do you see any available, eligible men?
No, even my kids
aren't here. And cats don't count, okay?
Only right. The dog.
All right, see? And the dog, let's face it, he's hairy too. And
they say dog parks are a good place to meet men too, you know.
Dog parks are a good place. Oh, you know, great idea, Jessica. Hey. Touche. Maybe it's time to walk your dog at a dog park. Have you ever thought about that?
No, actually, I haven't.
See? See, good. Kudos, Jessica. That's a great idea.
Because sometimes going to these meetup groups alone can be a little overwhelming.
Of course, which is why I don't want her to go alone. That's why I go to these other things and just try and meet somebody.
Right.
You have to go alone one time. I'm telling you, five times. But the dog idea is also a wonderful way to meet men. I'm telling you, if you don't make the effort, it's not going to happen. And I know you're shy. I mean, I get that. I know it's hard. But if you do it five times, five meetup groups, I promise you, you will meet somebody that either you can date or that you can go to other meetup groups with and start to really enjoy your social life again, okay?
Okay.
And I've got one more message for you. I know this is are you hard on your son? You were giving him a hard time? Was it your son or your daughter? Your son.
Well, it just depends.
Okay. Well, your dad is saying, don't be so hard on him. Remember how you were at that age. Yeah. Oh, you hear that? Okay, yeah. Okay, so he's just giving you that message, okay? And so I have to pass that along from him as well, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I hope this was enjoyable for you.
Oh, it was. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Listen, many blessings to you, and good luck. Go out and do those things, and contact us back, and let us know how you did, okay?
Okay, great, because I'm friends with Susie, so I'll keep in touch with
you
Susie.
You are friends
definitely.
With Susie. Ah! Well, keep us updated. We want to know. Very good. So you know, then, what Susie's been doing to increase
mm-hmm.
her social circle. Okay, very, very good. Perfect. I love that. All righty. Listen, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. God bless. Okay, well, one of the other things that we were going to talk about, and I was saying with her, we went to the Spiritual Awakening
right,
Church, and
right,
it was
right.
so great. And one of the things that they did was, you know, we sang, and they sang Amazing Grace, which was wonderful.
Songs that I actually know.
Yes, which was great, right?
I love to sing, so if I can sing something that I know.
And they didn't even ask me to lip sync, which was really cool, right? Because usually,
not yet.
It's coming. So if they did this, they did the songs, and then they gave Reverend Mary gave a wonderful talk, and it was very. You felt like it had impact on your life today,
well,
which is always
good.
Because
she gave a sermon on. I mean, it was just something that affects us all every single day.
Right.
You know?
And yeah, and it was really good. And the other thing though that was kind of cool was that at the end. She had some people who were members of the church
mm-hmm.
who were intuitives get up and talk from spirit,
right.
let spirit work through them, and give some messages.
Right.
And they did that for
which
a little bit,
cool.
which was really cool. But
and I'm sitting there going, give me a message, give me a message.
And then she pointed over to us.
And they gave you a message.
And they did. And she said, do you mind if I talk to you? And I'm like, oh, the lady in front of me. And so she said, no, you. And I was like, tapping the lady in front of me. She wants to talk to you. And she's like, no, you. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Because, you know, I sat in the very back, right? Because
right.
that's me. And she gave a wonderful message. And my guest who came to visit.
Oh, your mom, of course.
Of course. And it was really neat because I know a lot of people think, well, you know, as a medium, you can communicate. And, yes, I can, and I do communicate with my mom and a lot of my other loved ones. But it's a different kind of communication when somebody else
mm-hmm.
is doing it. And so she started to describe some things.
That was so funny.
And she got to one point where she said, this is a woman who never took no for an answer. And Jessica just burst out laughing and said, oh, your mother. And we just started laughing because it was her. But she gave me a really good message about something that we are kicking off on Sunday night, which is going to actually highlight not only Reverend Susie B., but also Reverend Jay and Spiritualist Lori and some other people. It's going to be very, very exciting. And they are going to make that announcement Sunday night at 8 p.m., and you can get through it through my show here, but it's called the Network of Christian Psychics.
Wow.
And if you type in Network of Christian Psychics in the search box of Blog Talk Radio, it will bring up that show Sunday night at 8 p.m. They're going to announce something that's kind of exciting. And what's really, really neat about that is that thing that they're going to be announcing is
mm-hmm.
something that everyone can take advantage of. So you'll really, it'll
well,
be a good thing. So you're all going to have to tune in and listen because it's going to be really, really good, and I'm really excited about it. So I hope everyone does. It's 8 p.m. on Sunday night, this coming Sunday night. So
oh,
there you
cool.
go. Now I'm going to take a very short break so I can clear energy and come back and just read as many more people as I possibly can. I will be right back.
Let me know you're here. All of these lines
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me, and there's a reason why you can't hear me. The reason you can't hear me is because...
I can't hear her, so I'm going to have to talk.
I'm having trouble...
She's having...
Myself.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, we can hear me now. That was...
that was weird.
I know, because I...
Have I gone deaf suddenly?
Yes,
which is entirely
I'm sorry,
possible.
Terribly sorry.
I can hear you out of my left ear, but not my right ear.
That was weird. I couldn't unblock myself, so I was officially blocked.
Yeah, she said the cricket got you.
I think the cricket did get me. That was Calling All Angels by Train, and they're a great group, and I play a lot of their stuff. I love them. You know, my,
and it's
my,
not Train, like choo-choo?
No, I think it's T-R-A-N-E, isn't it, Train?
I don't know.
I'm like, does it really matter?
Yes, because if you want to go get a song by Train and you type in T-R-A-I-N...
Let me tell you, you type in Calling All Angels by Train, no matter how you spell it, it's going to come up. I
what
can
if you
guarantee.
Just typed in Train?
Then you get choo-choo. I don't know. Go ask the crickets, because they want to. They seem to want to talk. Are you hear? You do not hear them? You don't hear them going, kick it.
Probably because they're in my house, too. Melissa's got them in her room. She says she feels like she's out in the woods in the middle of the night.
Really? Some of the chakra healing music that I work with in the meditations, I can build in different sounds, and I use crickets. Not too much because it freaks people out.
Oh, I love crickets. I don't love crickets, but I like the sound.
We do streams, I'm not fond of doing streams. I think for a lot of people, especially men of a certain age, when you play a lot of water, they have to stop in the middle of the chakra healing to go to the bathroom. So I've learned not to use too much of the water sounds because it affects
sounds of the desert?
What sounds does a desert have? Blowing dust?
Dry. Very dry.
What sounds?
Lawrence of Arabia sounds.
There's so much I can say, and I'm being so good right now.
Don't
I want you to know. I'm not. There's, I just.
Oh,
I've,
see, they said it's Train. T-R-A-I-N.
It is A-I. So it's like choo-choo Train.
Yeah, see, oh, I'm not so crazy after all.
No, I just want to hear sounds of the desert. It would go.
That's right. Wind. The sound of sand pelting.
And what else would it sound like? Then you'd hear Lawrence of Arabia going. Then what else would you hear?
What sound does a camel make? They spit.
No, it goes. Because he's always drinking water, and then after he's drunk like 20,000 gallons, he doesn't drink for like 2 weeks, right?
I don't really know a lot about camels.
They got.
I don't even say.
All right, I'm going to stop because I'm going to get slapped here in a minute. All right, I want to go ahead and take our next caller. My problem is. Something happened to our producer because none of these have been cleared. Do you
see
that?
Did she?
I don't know.
Had to take a break.
Maybe
a really
she
long
decided.
Extended break?
She started back at college, so I'm wondering if she
homework.
Lost focus there a little bit. But I'll tell you what we'll do. We're going to go ahead and take this next caller, and if I've already spoken to you, just tell me. Area code 832 extension 275. Caller 832 prefix 275, who's now getting in her car.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm sorry about that. Yeah, I actually was. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
How are y'all?
We feel like we're with you.
Where are we going?
I was actually going to go to my friend's just to go make cookies tonight.
That sounds like fun.
See, that is worth going to a friend's house for, see? We need to talk to Kim over near Tampa because, see, that's a good way to create friends. Bake them chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah
definitely.
Right? There you go. Well, what's your first name?
My first name is Neetu.
Neetu?
Yes.
Okay, good. Neetu, tell me where you're calling from first.
Oh, sure. I'm calling from Texas.
Texas, yeah. Good. Austin. Oh, my gosh. Austin. Do they have a Dick's Last Resort in Austin?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Dick's Last Resort.
I'm not sure exactly.
No, it's this great. It's usually in the warehouse district of big towns. Often they have one in Dallas. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, then I know we have a warehouse district down here, so I'm pretty sure they should have one then.
Yeah, it's wonderful because they get a lot of musicians who get together and jam, and it's so much fun.
Hmm.
It's usually really
fun. Oh, yeah.
Nice. Well, it's fun.
I like to go to those
just,
things.
Yeah, oh, it's so awesome. It's, the energy there is always so good. Well, how can I help you from Austin, Texas tonight?
Well, I guess I have a similar question to other callers. I guess it's relationship. I was just wondering, do you see a relationship coming in for me? Do you think it's somebody that I already met, or is it somebody new coming in?
Let me take a look. I'm going to take a look real quick. And the other thing I'm going to tell you, which I know you didn't ask me, and for some
mm-hmm.
reason, though, I'm going to tell you this. Your health is good, so I don't know if you've thought about it, you had questions about it, but for some reason they told me to check it and let you know that you're doing fine.
That's good. I know what you're referring to. That's good. Then.
Okay, good. Okay, good. All righty. So now I'm going to tell you, as far as coming into I'm going to ask you this question again. Don't freak out. Gosh, I hate it when they do this to me. Do I see a relationship coming? I do. Did you have a relationship a little while back? That go ahead.
Okay, not really. It was just I just dated that guy, but it wasn't like anything.
Oh wow.
Okay.
But I met somebody else after him. But I don't know if that's really going to go anywhere else either. So.
Does he have a child?
No.
Do you have a child?
No, I don't. I work with children.
Ah,
I don't have a
God.
Child, but I work with children.
I was getting so nervous, I didn't want to drop this one on you.
Oh, okay, no,
I feel
no,
a lot
yeah.
better because they're showing me a child. They're showing me the child, and I'm thinking, but I'm not sensing you have one, and I'm not sensing he did, and I'm thinking, why is this child so? I mean, they're showing me child so prominent in your life, so that explains it. I feel so much better. Okay, let me refocus now because sometimes, you know, I don't want to say certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no problem. Yeah, I work with children. Yeah.
Okay, so here's what I'm going to give you. There is somebody that I don't believe you have met him yet. I do not feel like you've met him yet, but when you do, and it will be soon, and I mean super soon. You are going to immediately jump into a commitment with him because it's going to feel so strong. Now, let me tell you something about this. It will feel
mm-hmm.
really right, really strong, and then you're going to get scared and think, I probably didn't give it the amount of time that I was supposed to. So the very next thing you're going to do is put the brakes on, and that's okay
mm-hmm.
because you need to do that to make a wise decision. You will
mm-hmm.
then do the right thing. And I do see that relationship will then absolutely turn into something really fantastic. But it'll be a love relationship. And this is going to sound really weird. You're going to be involved in a relationship. You're going to really fall hard, and so is he. Then you're going to put the brakes on, and then you're going to go back into a relationship with him. But now I've got something else to tell you. I see another relationship that's going to co-join that one. There's going to be another guy that's going to come into your life. There's going to be two men. Two.
Oh, really? Okay. Do you know how any of these guys look? Like, can you describe them? Just like, I guess, initials
them,
or?
I'm working on a description first, so give me 1 second.
Okay.
The one man has a fuller face, and when he does wear glasses, will wear black-rimmed glasses. Because he thinks they're cool. Somebody needs to tell him they're not. Do you know who I'm talking about? Does this ring a bell to anybody?
No, not as of yet, not yet.
Okay. So I see this, okay? He has a fuller face, and he's not a fat guy, but he's just got that fuller face. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, oddly enough, the other guy, I'm seeing a goatee.
Okay.
A little goatee. And he's on the thinner side. But something about him, he's got more of the bad boy image. And the first guy with the fuller face, he's just a sweetheart. But it scares you because you fall for him so quickly that you're not sure that could be good. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay. If I give you a name, are you able to check to see if this is the guy you're talking about or not?
Well, before you say it, I want to write down the initials here, the two initials that I'm getting, and let's just say. Go ahead.
Okay. His name is Jonathan.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. And just don't give me his last name. What is his last name start with?
An L.
Okay. Jessica, tell her the first letter I wrote down.
Yeah, he wrote a J.
Okay, and then the second letter I wrote down is either for the other guy or was his last name, but it is a letter K. K.
Letter K?
K.
Okay, so the J you're picking up is on the sweeter guy?
I'm getting the initials J and the initials K. You asked me what the initials were. I don't know who has what. I'm not that good.
No, because I was asking because, like, I feel like I did jump into this with the letter J guy, but then I put the brakes on, and, like, now we're just, like, I told him that we can be friends. Like, we're just, like, kind of, like, at that standpoint, but I don't know either one of our interests. Like, still, I don't know. Like, it's just confusing right now.
But you know what? If you don't know, that's okay. That means you did the right thing by putting the brakes on.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
It
always amazes me. Like, God didn't write any book on saying, okay, when you meet this guy, you better know. That was never written in any Bible. I don't care what religion you're in, you know? No one said you had to know. And if you're not sure, then that's your universal sign for slow it down and date other people and make sure you're sure before you jump into anything.
Yeah. So do you pick up anything on Jonathan, though, on that name?
Does Jonathan have the fuller face?
Yeah, he's skinny, but he does have, like, he's not chubby. Like, he is kind of built, but he has more of a square face, like a square
face.
That
could very well be him. Is he the one who loves music?
I guess sort of, yeah. He does, like, just sing along with music. I'm not sure if he's, like, so into it yet, because I'm still getting to know him. That's the only thing, yeah.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. It's going to sound, again, kind of silly. Hold on a second. There's a certain fast food restaurant that he really likes to eat at. Is this Jonathan?
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. I can tell you there's a certain fast food restaurant. Loves it. Because I see him, and it has, like, a paper container. We don't have anything like this here in Florida, what I'm seeing. It's like a square box paper container. Almost like one you would see.
Do they have In-N-Out burgers out there?
Not in Texas.
Not in Texas?
That's, I don't think,
California.
We do.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. I just see this square, kind of like the old-fashioned, you know, square paper box. Not box, it's white.
Like a to-go box type?
No, it's just square, and it's about 2 inches tall, and it's like a tray, and the food comes in it. I can't explain it. And anyway, he loves to go there. If that's him, then that's him.
Okay. I'm not sure about that yet, but...
Well... You'll be sure enough. I mean, you're going to continue to be friends with him and perhaps more, so you'll have an opportunity to find out. But that's what I'm seeing right now, okay?
Okay.
So both things are good. Like, you've got some good stuff happening and coming down the pike, and you might as well just enjoy it, right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, hey, this is the thing you got to remember. Nobody should ever be forced into making a decision quickly, or be forced into a situation where you feel like, okay, you know what, if I don't make this decision fast, he's going to go to somebody else, because if he's going to do that, it's time for him to go.
Yeah.
That's right, exactly. Because if that relationship truly is meant to be, he will go to the ends of the earth for you.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's a fact. And I know anybody listening to this show tonight who's ever been in a relationship will agree with that. There's just no doubt about that, okay? So just give it some time and don't rush into it, okay?
All
right. If it doesn't feel right, then wait for that other guy to come, because I am telling you that other guy is coming.
Okay.
Okay?
That's interesting. Okay, I'll definitely keep an eye out for that.
Okay,
just, like,
good.
Just kind of let it happen, I guess.
Well, it will happen. You will see. It will happen, and it'll be good, and it'll be interesting. Okay?
Okay. All
right. Very good.
Well,
thank you so much. Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for calling in, and feel free to stay on the line, okay?
Okay, thanks. Have a good evening.
Thanks. Okay, you too. God bless. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, perfect. It's always so hard when you're not sure, you know, is it this one, is it that guy, is it the J guy? But J, yeah, I got the J, and I think
it
the other guy
like
is
that,
K.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It's... you know,
and if they're just friends now, maybe it'll continue.
Exactly. So take a very, very short break, I promise. This is a Greek woman who is maybe not as well known in the United States, but all over the world, Nana Moussakouri, and she's singing Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. That's my name. can never go wrong with Amazing Grace. Am I right?
And someone named Nana.
And someone named Nana, that's right.
It was a nice name.
You got to love that. She's actually Greek, and she's very well known internationally and by a lot of people here in the United States, but she's a very famous singer, actually. And I had never heard of her either, but they said she did the most, she's been radio doing the most amazing rendition of Amazing Grace, yeah, which happens to be one of my favorite songs of all time. And I told my daughters, you know, because we had some people that passed away right recently, and I told them, I said, you know, what I really want at my funeral is Amazing Grace, and then for them to stand behind the casket and throw out Mardi Gras beads, because I think that would just
really
be fun.
Together.
It doesn't have to. It should be a celebration of the person's life.
My kids are going to have a luau on the beach.
So. Okay, there you go. See? I mean, it's got to be a celebration.
I agree.
Shouldn't be about sadness. It's about
Mardi Gras beads.
Come on. Wouldn't that be
what
a
they
blast?
Do at Mardi Gras?
I know, and I've never been, but it doesn't really matter. It would just be fun because you know that's something I would do, so why not? So people should do that. Well, I'm not going anywhere, folks, so, you know, don't be saving up for those Mardi Gras beads yet. Okay. All right, so you know what? Somebody's been on hold for a really long time, and I'm going to go ahead and take their call. It looks like they're calling from area code 513 with a prefix of 708. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Jenny.
Hi, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
It is Grace.
Grace, Gracie, Grace, Grace, Grace. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Are you?
And
I
is,
love
it. It is Amazing Grace is my favorite song, too. And I actually wear Philosophy fragrance that's called Amazing Grace.
Really? That's fantastic. Grace, I am so glad to hear your voice. Your energy has been so strong with me recently, and I don't know why. And I'm just so glad to hear your voice. How are you doing? I already know you're doing well.
I'm doing real well. Your energy is probably so high because you're around Jay all the time.
That's it. Well, actually, we saw Jay about 3 weeks ago. And we're gonna steal one more lunch with him this Saturday because as you know he's moving back up north, right?
Right. Yes.
So we're gonna steal about an hour and a half of his time or 2 hours of his time. We can't wait.
We're gonna allow.
I know. And he's told me what he's making you, and I can't believe he's serving the dessert that he is serving.
Really?
That's been our little argument. Come on.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. What do you mean? Wait. Why can't
you'll tell. Next week you'll have to let me know what he serves, and then
okay.
I'll say, "Oh my goodness, he didn't do what I told him to do."
Well, I will tell you everything that he serves. I will only say this: the last time we were there, his food was delicious, and I mean, honestly, you know, let's be honest, women. Let's be really honest, totally honest, totally down to earth. When we eat with females, we'll pork it up, okay? But when there's a guy there, we're always like, oh gosh, no, I'm full. But with Jay, it's like, this is too good, pour it on.
You ain't at all.
You know, and Jay's the kind of person you know you can just be totally yourself with, which is what's such a blessing about him.
Yeah,
it was so neat that we were able to do that. Now tell us what we can do for you.
Well, I was really just listening to the show, but I guess Spirit must have picked up something for me because you picked me up.
I would say that's probably right. Tell me something. Are you about to embark on a new journey?
Well, I am. A new research study has sort of found its way to me. And
okay.
I'm really hoping that I get to do it, and if so, it could really open up some real new avenues for women that have been diagnosed with the horrible breast cancer.
Amen.
And it's stem cell research, and it would be regrowing breast tissue.
Really? Phenomenal.
Yep.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I will say a prayer for you on that. And you know, what's amazing is through science and technology, so much is possible. But it's also being in the right spot at the right time. And you said the right thing, spirit guides. And I think that, that it was led towards you. Do I believe that it's possible? I absolutely do. Do I think that you'll be part of it? I feel very strongly that there's a very, very high chance you're going to be almost, when I say off the charts, I mean it's that strong a feeling. So I feel really good about it for you. But let me tell you this. Whatever direction it goes in, I know is the right direction for you. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. Just with chatting with them, like I told them, you know, I've talked to many women who were getting ready to undergo what I went through, which was a bilateral double mastectomy. And, you know, of course, their reconstructionist doesn't have a clue of the kind of emotions they're going to go through. But to literally get to talk and ask questions and see someone who's been through it and, you know, what I used to think was, you know, the most, you know, why me type of situation became a why not me. Now I understand, God, what your plan was for me. You know, and
You know, it's so hard sometimes when people say that, people who haven't gone through what you've gone through, haven't walked your path, they don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, they don't get how you can say that. Like, why not me? And yet people who've gone through those type of situations or other, what I call, I don't know, I'm not even sure what the right word is, a situation where suddenly you're looking at your life and you've really been brought down to your knees, and then you start to realize the blessings that surround you. And so many simpler things, too. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly. And that's with anything, you know, anything, any moment in life. Your life can take an incredible journey, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's you, but it could be someone that's connected to you or around you, but it still makes an incredible impact on your life. And you know, my prayer to God has to be that, okay, I didn't go through this just to be another statistic. Use me and make something good out of this.
And that's exactly why, I mean, and this is going to sound odd, but sometimes I think that the blessings that get bestowed are because you're not asking for yours. You're saying, okay, if I have to go through this, let me help others. Let me somehow be a conduit to help others any way that I can. Let me be a pawn, if you will. And and it's amazing when we do that, when we're not thinking of ourselves, we're thinking of others, then all of a sudden, look at the blessings that fall literally into your lap, right?
Yep, absolutely. I am very, very blessed. And I know I'm going to get to meet Jay sometime soon.
Sense that is happening. Yes. Are you planning on coming for a visit?
You know, I am. Well, I won't probably make it to Florida before he leaves. But I will probably definitely get to see him either in Alabama or when he makes his next trip to Florida. But we've been talking about a lot of different things. He knows that there's several things that I would love to do, and I think just as friends we can experience them together and just see how things go.
Well, you know? I'm going to tell you this. If you ever want to call and get the down low on Jay, you just give Jessica and I a call. We'll be able to give you the
down low.
Well,
I'm going to tell you
know, Jay will tell you, too, that I have become pretty intuitive myself, and I just want to let Jessica know that someone's going to come back into her life that she has already been around, but yet didn't give them much time.
So you say, Grace is saying someone's going to come back into your life that you didn't maybe give a chance to the first time around.
Really?
And yeah.
Yes.
And believe me, Grace is, I know she's intuitive. So.
Well, that's interesting. Who could that be?
You're not getting any initials, are you?
No initials. I just know that it's someone that I don't believe he's someone that you guys have talked about, but it was just a very short date or two, and I think he's going to pop back up for her in a big way.
Interesting. Well, that would be interesting. When you say short date or two, I wonder... I've got to be so careful. God forgive
me. Grace. Don't even listen to her.
I actually think I'm with you on that, Grace, and I actually do see somebody coming back into her life. And all I'm going to say is that
I went out with how many people, a date or two? That's terrible.
I know. Well, you little hussy, you. No, she's gone on a few of those dates or two.
No.
Yeah, she actually saw somebody today that was wearing the same shirt he wore when he dated her 8 years ago, so it was kind of disturbing to her.
Yes, I was sitting in the parking lot at Publix, and I saw this, and it was raining, and I saw this guy walk by. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I went out with this man, and he's wearing the same shirt.
She's on the phone. She calls sometimes.
But, you know, only
like,
we would notice that, wouldn't we?
Right? Only women. That was great.
So you know what?
Wow.
Conservatives.
Right, exactly. That was great news for Jessica,
that
though.
Great
That's
news.
Good. She needed to hear that. And
because I've been kind of down lately, because my, you know, I was really dating a lot, and I've been in a real lull, and I'm, you know, it's been a long time. I've been alone a long time, and I feel more than ready for, you know,
a relationship,
a serious relationship.
I know exactly. How you feel. And, you know, I felt that was one of the things that I had spoke to with one of the women down in Louisiana about this stem cell research. And I said, you know, I feel if anything I let breast cancer take away from me was my feminine side. And
right.
I said that, you know, I think is been one of my prayers, and I believe that is what God is trying to move mountains to help me with, and yet, and it's going to be one of those things that's going to give other women other options, because that's what I hear so many women cry out about. I mean, you really do. You grieve for those body parts, just like you do when you lose, you know, when you have a hysterectomy, or, you know, even people that have lost limbs. You know, you grieve
right.
for those parts, and
well, yeah. I mean, you do. You do. Yes. I'm hesitating because, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but I recently had a hysterectomy, and honestly, I was like, good riddance. But I don't know. Maybe that was just me, and I'm going to tell you why, because I felt so guided that it was the right thing to do. And I opted to go one way only because I have a strong family history, although there wasn't anything there that was making me, I mean, my, it's a long story and I won't go into any details, but I could have opted to go one way, and I said, no, let's do it complete, because I don't want to have to worry about it. Because of my family history of that kind of cancer. And, but you know what's funny, Grace? I didn't have a problem with it because I just felt so guided by spirit. And I'm going to share something that I would normally never have shared, but you've been so kind and honest in sharing what you just did. And this is so true. This is just, you know, I tell it like it is, so I'm going to be very frank here. You know, I was kind of concerned about this operation, as Jessica knows,
sure.
and it happened in January, and I didn't know what was going to be the result, because, you know, you always do worry that, you know, there could be cancer, et cetera, and I was praying for a sign. Now, normally I get the signs when I need them, But I didn't get any signs. But now I'm going to go as low as any radio host could go and say, I finally got a sign. Do you know what kind of sign I got? I'm sitting on the commode, and all of a sudden, a friend of mine who died 15 years ago pops in on me. And I'm like, here, really, now? Are you kidding me? and she's telling me everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, but why you? And she said, why not me? Think about it. And I remembered she died of ovarian cancer. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. And to me, there was no better pop-in than I could have had, maybe at another moment. But frankly, I'm so used to them popping in all the time. Didn't really matter. But at that, honestly, I couldn't help but think to myself, you know, I wasn't even thinking about that. And when you're not mm-hmm. thinking about it and they pop in, there could be no more better validation. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know, and, exactly.
Yes,
so then,
exactly.
So, Dr. Jenny, do you carry the BRCA1 mutation as I do?
I have no freaking
idea. Which is the breast and ovarian cancer. That's the one thing with this research is every female on my father's side of his family has died of either breast or ovarian cancer. And his sister, his twin sister, is the oldest living female, and she passed away at 72. All of them had been in their mid-40s, early 50s that had passed away with it. Well, I went to a male gynecologist for years, and I kept telling him this. And he kept saying, oh, you don't worry about it. If it's not on your maternal, your mother's side of the family, it's no big deal. Well, when I found my mom, and then my doctor, my GP, felt it and sent me to a female gynecologist, she's like, wait a minute, you're 50-50 of both of your parents. I dare this man tell you that, you know, you don't worry about it if it's not on your maternal. So anyway, and I, you know, it's just a small story, but my cousin who is now suffering through ovarian cancer, I was telling her the story at my father's funeral, and she said, we've already done the legwork. Everything's been done. Go get the blood work done. I'll sign over to let them have all of that family history information. And she literally saved my life because that little lumpectomy I was going to have led to a whole different path.
Direction.
And she's now headed to Texas for a new research study. And I just hope that if God ever had a miracle waiting for me, that he just lays it on her because she's so deserving of it.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that.
Yeah, you know, it's just so heartbreaking. And the doctors had said that it went into her liver, and she's got a grandbaby that's due in January, and we're just hoping that she's here to hold the grandbaby. So anyway,
amen.
I didn't want to put a damper on everyone, but, you know, as women who have been there in the battlegrounds of cancer, we keep fighting for all of you who have not been plagued with it yet, and
amen.
We will keep fighting the good fight until no woman has to go through it, you know.
Amen.
And I know men go through the breast cancer too, but nothing like the women do because men aren't stereotyped the way women are.
Well, and
no,
that's true too. But you know, you have the strength and you have the willpower and you have the motivation to make this fight. And Grace, I know you're going to make great strides in this, and God bless you for doing that. And please, I want to say this. You know, I was very fortunate and very blessed. There wasn't any cancer there, and I don't mean to compare my situation to yours because they're not the same at all. But I do understand what it's like to have that scary feeling,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, you're kind of like, wow, what's going to happen here?
Right.
And I know ours went in a different direction, but I will tell you this. I truly believe if there's anybody, I told you this, I think it was about almost a year ago when you had called in and you really were scared that you didn't think you really mm-hmm. doubted you right. were going to be here. And I told right. you then that you were going to be here, and you are here. And I'm not looking. The angels told me, you know, that's where it came from. And you're not going anywhere. So so get ready to fight a big fight for all women who suffer from this, because you're going to be around for a while. So don't worry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you had said something like that a year ago, that it was this was meant to be my life path, and it is only to better serve other women by multitudes, and I truly believe that.
Amen. Amen. That's so true. Yeah. Well, God bless
anyway,
you, sweetie. I'm so glad I got to talk to you tonight.
Will you
so
enjoy
glad.
Your lunch with Jesse?
Oh, we will enjoy our lunch, and make sure you call into the show if you can next week. We'll give you a complete report, a complete breakdown of
well,
the luncheon with Reverend Jay.
Dessert is, because apparently that's the surprising thing.
I don't know. I'm just happy we're getting dessert.
I love dessert.
That's so funny. Well, he is a true gentleman, and I know you know that. He sure is.
Of course he is. He's a delight, and we both said he's been a real blessing, because it's so nice to be able to have somebody who's a spiritualist and who understands just about the goodness in people and looking for the bright light, and
yep.
and he really does allow God and the divine to lead his life, and I just wish everyone was like that, because
yeah.
it would be a much better place, you know? It
yeah,
truly would.
It is true. He really walks in the light. That's for
he
sure.
He really does. That's for sure,
okay,
and so
well,
do you.
Girls, thank you.
Okay.
Well, we
You're
have
welcome.
To stay in the light. It's
yeah,
staying
yes.
in the light, you know?
So, I know.
But,
I know.
Yeah, but no, I'll be listening next week, and hope that I get the report that he made the dessert that I told him to go with instead of his.
Now we're going to be nervous about this.
I don't know.
No.
We'll let you know. Okay.
All
right.
Bless,
take care. God bless
you, girl.
Bye-bye
you
now.
Also. Bye, us.
Bye-bye. She's so great. She's
yes.
so great. She's so funny. Okay, you know what? We're going to take one more caller. I think we have maybe two. Let's see what we have time for. This caller looks like it's 678. 793 is the prefix. 678-793 is the prefix. Hi, you're on with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello, my dear.
Susie Q, how are you?
Okay. How you doing, Jessica?
I'm doing good.
Woohoo, Jessica's man's coming back. Yay.
Yeah, I love
now,
that.
Now Grace got me thinking.
I wonder if it's going to... Is it going to be the guy with the shirt that...
No.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't bought a new shirt in 9 years.
Oh, my gosh, that's hysterical.
You know, we've all been on those kind of dates, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, exactly. I got a question for you, because I'm kind of confused now. Of course, you know, I've discussed with you that... that I picked out a townhouse, thought it was the best, most perfect townhouse for me.
Okay.
Still haven't gotten the price on it still, and it's been about 3 months now. Now, the part here that I'm having reservations about is this. It is so far located off the beaten path of everywhere I go and everybody that I'm associated with. And sometimes that could be a good thing, but I'm thinking that it's going to cause me a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't be able to do the social activities that I was doing.
Uh-oh, that is a problem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But how far away is it from everything?
It is another 11 miles from where I live. Which doesn't really
okay.
seem like a lot, but it'll mean me leaving at least a half an hour ahead of where I was before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I'm thinking that I think that I need to start looking again for something else.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you that having a social circle is the most critical thing, because so many times people will buy a house that they fall in love with, and then when they find out it's too far out in the country for them to get to the places and the people they need to get to, they start to feel isolated. And
yes,
that could be a one-way ticket to Downsville. And I don't want you to do that, Susie. I don't think that's a good idea. And you know me, I don't tell people what to do, and I can't tell you what to do. But
I know you well enough. That's why
I'm going to tell
I'm
you.
I'm asking you.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, I feel very strongly that you need to consider not being isolated, because we can love the house we're living in, but the house is not going to love us back. And a house is just a place to keep a roof over your head. The real happiness comes from the people and friends that you fill it with.
You're absolutely right, and it may not be the most ideal place for me right now. With me having to go upstairs for bed and upstairs for laundry and that kind of thing.
Right.
But I may have to do that in order to keep my social circles open and also be near my children where I may need, you know, they may be needed.
You know, the one thing...
Not over needed.
No, I understand. I understand. But, you know, throughout life, and that my mother always used to say, and this should be like written on a plaque somewhere. She always used to say, once you get over a certain amount of time in a drive, like over 25 to 30 minutes in a drive, you might as well live 2 hours away, because you're never going to see that person. And it's
That's true.
She always used to say, once you move a certain number of minutes away, you can't just call each other up and say, hey, let's meet for a cup of coffee. You're not going to drive by and say, hey, I was in the area, I wanted to show you what I bought. You know, those kind of quick little meetings aren't going to take place. And I know my sister, that's one thing that she missed so much after she got married. She lived a couple hours away from us here, and she never got to participate in any of that because she was just too far. You know, and so it's all those little moments that you're not going to want to miss. Doesn't mean you're going to let your family take advantage of you and be, you know, super babysitter, but it does mean that if you want to be able to be there for them, that you're going to have to, you know, I'm going to say to you right now, and I'm going to say this, I strongly encourage you to find a place that's a little bit closer.
Strong.
Really, really strong. Okay, I really do.
You're
like,
pushing me out the door.
I am.
Find a different place.
I know
place.
There's a better place for you. There's a place that's better for you. A better place for your pets, and a better place for your family and friends to come visit.
When I was out today with my friend Sue, I'm thinking, you know, I really couldn't just do this if I was out way out there. I couldn't just have my other friend call me up and say, hey, I'm going on a break in 20 minutes. Can you be here to go with me?
Right.
I couldn't do that.
You know, Jessica lives, what, 10 minutes away? I guess about 10 minutes away. And there are many times when, you know, all of a sudden it's middle of the week and you realize you got nothing going on. Right. And we'll call each other and say, hey, you want to bring the kids and meet for coffee, or you want to go do this? And it's like, yeah, and you can do that. And it's fun and it's unplanned and you get out and you have a good time and you have girl talk and it's wonderful. And frankly, if you were that far away, you wouldn't get that ever. So think about that. Just think about it.
I'm going to
have
to.
Think about it strongly.
Tell me what to do.
But I'm not going to tell you what to do. But all I'm going to tell you, if you're sitting on the commode and someone comes for a visit from the afterlife, you better listen, because you're really in an awkward position, okay? if somebody comes and tells you you're going to be just fine, then go ahead and get it. But I have a feeling that if you get a visit on the commode from the afterlife, they're going to tell you don't buy that place because it's too far out. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, but it's really very, very difficult right now. There's nothing coming in my price range, and I just got to believe for that something's going to come, and I'm going to get it.
Right. I agree, too. And so that's my suggestion to you, and that's
okay,
what I'm going to do.
I think okay. I'll go with the strong
okay, deal. That's a deal. And, you know, I'm going to do something else here. We've got a caller who's been on the show the entire time
yes.
since, and I'm going to take her, and we may go off
yeah, let's
the air.
Do that.
Thank you for
do a drive-through.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's fair. Susie, God bless you. You stay
hey,
on the line,
you.
Rest, of course. You're welcome. Love you too,
bye,
baby. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take this caller. She's in area code 415. Now, it's very possible that the show will go off the air while we're talking to her. Anyone who's called into the show will be able to continue to hear it. If you want to continue to hear this reading, you can call into 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. I'm just going to take this one last caller, and I'm going to let it go long. It'll stop airing officially if you're just logged in through your computer, but if you're called in, you'll be able to hear it because she's been so kind in waiting, and we did start the show late because of the storm.
Right.
Okay, so 415 with a prefix of 460. Hi, you're live on the air.
Thank you. You're so kind.
You're very welcome.
You.
Not a problem. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from San Francisco Bay Area.
San Francisco Bay. Okay. Love
yeah.
San Francisco. Love the streets.
Yeah, it's a great city. Architecturally, it's really interesting. And
beautiful.
I love the natural air conditioning.
You know, it's true, and I'll never forget. And I think you can still do this. Once you cross that bridge, you know,
yes.
and go to the other side, there's so many areas to pull over and sit down and just look out over the city. It's beautiful.
It's so true. It's charming. That's why Tony Bennett sang that song.
Yeah.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
San Francisco. I believe that. You know, it's just such a neat place. Now, tell me, what's your first name?
Sophia.
Sophia. That's a beautiful name, Sophia.
Thank you.
Actually, I really like that name, Sophia.
Thank you.
I really like
it.
That
does
name.
Suit me.
Yeah, I believe it does. Now, how can we help you this evening?
Okay, so my question is regarding a gentleman friend we were involved when he was here, and he's overseas. And
back
he,
to the UK?
Further
okay.
north.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he wants to come, but he's had this, he was in a relationship and they broke up over a year ago, and he's created this bond with a young boy, a child. And he's been parenting that child, and he's never had children of his own.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wondered if, you know, where you might see if the spirits are able to tell you where this is going.
Let me focus on that a second because I know. Here's the thing. I do see him as a surrogate father for this child, but I do not see him having a relationship with the mother of this child. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
it's exactly how it is. Okay, and that will never be again. That relationship with the mother of this child, it actually has to heal, and I don't know why. Something happened there, something that was not healthy. There was some anger there, but he chose not to take it out on the child. So there's maybe something he hasn't shared with you.
No, I know about it. Yeah, she
okay.
has a child from another relationship, and there's just a lot of where I know he's a very straightforward, kind of honest person.
Right.
So I think that she wasn't very honest. So I think mm-hmm. that there it was not a good situation with her.
Right.
Like he had
a major trust issue. I get that.
And he had to hire a nanny to come and. I mean, she didn't work, and she had another, he still had to hire a nanny.
Yeah, which is just says a whole lot. But, you know, he's very nurturing, And what's really neat is that he has taken such a made such a strong bond with this young man. The thing that I'm going to tell you though is his heart is there right now. His heart's there. And
with a child, you mean?
Yeah, very much so. Extremely strongly. And I don't see that that bond is going to, I think that that will keep him there. I'm actually being shown that if you want to see him again, you would have to travel there. Which you have no
Yeah, because he did say, you know, he did tell me he wants to come here. But it was clear that, you know, he is conflicted. But I don't, so, you know, and I did feel like there was a shift in his thinking a few months ago. I just really felt a shift in his thinking, like he was seriously thinking about coming, coming here, so I'm not sure. I mean, I'm in the process of getting a visa because I have to, my other visa expired, my passport, I'm sorry, my passport expired.
And the angels are showing me if you're going to go anywhere, you're going to, you will go there. I mean, I'm seeing that that opportunity will be open to you, but he is not going to leave that child. It's, there's a very strong bond being created there, not with the woman. As a matter of fact, he actually has little to no respect for her at this point. And it's because of some of the decisions she's made and continues to make, but he feels a very strong bond with the child.
Yeah, and I don't know if she's, like, used the child for financial purposes to get money from him, and so...
No, you know what? I'm not even going to... I'm going to tell you not to go there and don't think in that direction, because you're a very loving soul, and there's a part of you that kind of wants to think that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, well,
the part of you that wants to believe it, you know, because there's a small part of you, I'm going to call it a competitive part, that's coming out that's saying she's taking advantage of you. Her of him.
Yeah.
You know, but that's not your nature.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you that I don't think she is taking advantage of him.
Okay.
I hate to say this, but the energy I get from her is, and I'm just, this is her right now. Hey, you want to be with my kid? Great, whatever. You know, like, you know, right? You know what I mean? Like, like that's her attitude. And it's, I don't even think that she realizes that she's not a good maternal figure and that she doesn't pay any attention to them. And when she is there, she's not even really listening to her kids. So that's the sad part. But he realizes this child really needed this male influence in his life. And so he's providing that for him.
Okay. So if you see me go there, do you see? I mean, I felt like he started to open up his heart to me and say, you know, that everybody needs somebody. He needs somebody. He was like opening up emotionally. And then after he did that, it's like he retreated then.
Yes, then, because he doesn't like to open himself up that way. And also, part of needing somebody for him, that child is fulfilling, because, you know, he feels loved, he feels needed, he feels wanted. Everyone wants to be able to make a difference in somebody else's life and to feel needed.
Sure.
Everybody, you know.
Sure.
That's what's so hard when we become empty nesters, right? And our children grow up and go off to college and have lives of their own, and then you know, parents will sit there and say, well, now what? You know, who needs me? You know,
it's
a scary feeling. And he's now having that feeling for the first time of quite the opposite, of having a child who really needs him and depends on him. And I think the feeling's mutual. Now, is
so
there room in his life for you? Yes, but you'd have to go there. He's not coming to you.
So, I mean, I had opportunity to be with him, you know, when he was here, but it was too quick for me to decide. So, do you see this as something that could go on, you know, to be long term?
Let me say this. He had decided he wanted the relationship to continue when he was with you, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But his visa was up, and then he had to go mm-hmm. back.
So
and
do
at
I
the time, I couldn't leave because I had a son who I was, you know, had shared custody with, so I couldn't leave.
My goodness, y'all need to start a TV show in the afternoon.
I was like, yeah, it's like one of those daytime
yeah,
soap operas, which I actually don't even like daytime soap operas. So that's what's so odd about this whole thing. But you know,
yeah.
Dr. Jenny, the whole thing was for me at the time was I had made a bad decision in my marriage. I was, you know, divorced for 3.5 years, but I needed more than 5 months to know him, and you
and
know, and I couldn't just pick up and leave. And leave my child. So now it's kind of like reversed.
Right, yes, exactly.
You know, now it's reversed. And I feel like his heart and everything, he always tells, he opens up and he tells me everything. He doesn't hide things from me. So I always feel like we're close. And when I think of him and I call, it's like we either downloaded the same music or we had a similar dream, or it's just like there is this bond anyway.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you that you should, the opportunity will present itself for you to go there, and I think that you know there's a connection there, you know he's a good guy, you know there's nothing to worry about, and frankly, I think it's an opportunity worth investigating, because I think that, do you have an opportunity for this to go long term? Yes, I'd be very optimistic about it and have faith. Because I see that he can bring you a lot of peace, and he did bring you a lot of peace when he was here.
Yes, and okay. I mean, I love children. It's not like I, you know, I don't. I just didn't know if really he wanted to leave where he is, just because in the past he has wanted to leave where he is,
mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, didn't know. You know, it looked like the whole thing with the little boy was really weighing on it, and it was something he has to sort through.
It is something he has to sort through, but I think it wouldn't hurt for you to go for a visit, because that
okay.
visit will tell you exactly what you need to know.
Okay.
I'm being told, fly and find, fly and find. So if you fly, you'll find the answer you're looking for.
Okay, fly and find. Okay.
Fly and find. That's what I'm getting. So that's what I'm going to give to you. But I think
okay.
you'll find the answer, so I would go.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you
right.
so much, Dr.
You're
Jenny.
So
you're
welcome.
You're so sweet.
And I'm so glad we were able to get you in. Listen, many blessings to you, and keep in touch. Let us know how you do, okay?
I will definitely do that.
Okay. Take care. God bless.
You too. God bless. Bye.
Bye-bye. And I want to thank everybody else who's still on the show. We're still probably recording a little bit here. So I'm going to thank everybody. Don't forget, this Sunday night, 8 p.m., we're going to have Reverend Jay. We're going to have Reverend Susie B. We're going to have Spiritualist Lori. And we're all going to be on the Network of Christian Psychics radio show, which is this Sunday night. At 8 p.m., and you will not want to miss that. It's going to be awesome. We're going to be doing a roundtable, and you're going to love it. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in as usual. We'll see you hopefully Sunday night and then next Wednesday night again. Take care and God bless.